Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Psalm 119, we were talking about how the Holy Spirit will guide a Christian to do that which is right, even if the Christian had not previously heard preaching on that topic. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
We think of people raised in homes where social drinking is all right. Some had hard rock music or religious rock music of some kind, and in each of those cases, the parents, the preacher, the people with whom they ran were sincere and seemingly good people. They don't have a conviction, they say, about those things. Well, why not? Our minister of music here at our church and I were discussing this some time ago. I told him of a man in the first church I pastored who worked 12 hours a day, and it was Sunday and Wednesdays, too, that he worked. And so he had been led to the Lord on door-to-door visitation, but didn't really get to get into church. We might have seen him once or twice, and that was it, because he was working. But some days he would stop by and just sit down and talk with me in the office. One morning I remember him stopping by, and he asked me if it was all right to have a six-pack of beer in his refrigerator. And I asked him, well, why'd you say that? He says, well, I've got a six-pack there. Since I got saved, I haven't drunk it, but I'm leaving it there to show God's given me victory over it. And so I asked him, well, have you ever heard me preach on that? And he, of course, said, well, no, I haven't been here. And I says, well, then it's bothering you that it's in there. He said, well, my wife and I have discussed it, and it, yeah, I guess it does. I says, well, that's not me. That's the Holy Spirit of God that come to live in you. I said, without hearing the word preached, the Holy Spirit of God is speaking to your heart, and you better listen. We talked about tobacco in the same way. He was not raised in a Christian home, yet he was convicted. You know, some will grow up in homes where they undermine leaders, the pastor, the Sunday school teachers, political leaders, anybody, they undermine them constantly. And so as a result, when they grow up, they're church members. They're running everything down because it's natural. You see, your old nature can rebel against what is right because those things are still there. And if you allow those things to have preeminence, in time it will sear your conscience and it will harden your heart. You can be hardened but still religious in your heart. You'll prefer the gratifications of the soul's emotions and the flesh's desires. And you'll prefer those things over the holiness, will, and word of God. Yes, hardened, but still religious. What a bad way to be. Now, in your defense against sin, these verses are telling you to not take anything off the table. Let God deal with all things of life. It is not true what is sin for you may be all right for me. That's not in the Word of God, but it is in the counsels of Satan who parades as an angel of light. Before you can be defended, you need to decide whose side are you on. Choose you this day whom you will serve. You see, you can be honest that you don't have a conviction about something. Be very honest. But just being honest doesn't mean, well, then it's all right. The Bible determines right and wrong. Now, when you chose the Lord Jesus Christ, and again, this is a calling for dedication or consecration, not casual Christianity. When you choose Christ in this matter, then you will see deliverance. Now, in these first three verses, we saw defense. Now we see deliverance in these next verses. As with defense, deliverance comes through action. We have personal responsibility in our relationship with God. And there's a twofold need in regard to deity. Verse 12 says, "Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes." And blessed art thou. Now, this is not only worship on his part. It is recognition of the victory that comes through him. Philippians 4:13, "I can do all things through Jesus Christ." 1 Corinthians 15:57. "Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as you know, your labor is not in vain." Yeah, you've got a responsibility. There's victory, but there's responsibility to be steadfast, unmovable. There's responsibility. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, but you've got to do. Now, it is a request and prayer that's been made here. We cannot understand it if he does not teach it to us. That is, we can't understand this word. We cannot understand his statutes if he does not teach me thy statutes. And how does he do it? Well, by the indwelling Spirit. But his indwelling Spirit teaches it to us as we continue to meditate and think on it. Remember, the word statutes means that which must strictly be obeyed. And as we do meditate, he will teach it to us by his Spirit. Now, we see our duty is to carry out as he teaches us. And we see that in verses 13 through 16. In verse 13, he says, "With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth." I must declare his judgments. In other words, our lips should declare with exactness our identification with the judicial declarations of his word, identifying ourselves with his holy character as our defense and deliverance. Verse 14 says, "I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches." Now, we read that verse, but we ought to read that verse with some other verses in mind here. For an example, in the same psalm here of Psalm 119, if you read verse 72, it says, "The law of thy mouth is better to me than thousands of gold and silver." Verse 103 says, "How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth." Verse 127, "Therefore I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold, above the best gold there is." And so the word should rejoice me as much as all riches. He's talking about we ought to get as much rejoicing from the word of God and more rejoicing from the word of God than if you were suddenly given $10 million. Now, I don't think too many of us listening, and this speaker included, are at that point. We can be, but that's the point we ought to be. We know the reward for working as hard for that as we do the things of the world. And by that, I mean this. Matthew 5:10-12 says, "Blessed are you for being persecuted, when men shall say all manner of evil against you and lie against you and so forth. And you're persecuted for righteousness' sake," he says, "great is your reward in heaven." Now, when your faith is strong enough, That persecution can cost you your job, it can cost you your riches, it can cost you the most precious things of this life. And yet, faith says, but it's far better, and I'm going to do right. And that sustains. This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. But how do I get to that point that I publicly identify with his judgments, his instructions, and his person? And how do I enjoy it more than gold? Well, verse 15, I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I must think and muse and discuss it. By the way, muse means to think. Think deeply. Amuse is not to think. If you want your church to be amusing, then you don't want him to give you anything that will make you think. We need to think and muse and discuss in our heart with God his mandates for our life and the leading of his word. And as we do, it should cause us to have reverence for the call he has upon our own life. Why? Because his calls are holy. Now somebody says, well, if I was a missionary, if I was a pastor, if I was a Christian school teacher, but what if God calls you to some menial task? Working in the nursery, that's not menial, but it's working in the nursery. Well, my friend, that calls a holy call. That takes us to verse 16. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Now, that's the final key. It is to delight myself permanently, binding myself to it so I don't forget it. So I don't remove my defense. Now, my defense against failure in my life is not psychology. Instead, it is a total dedication and consecration of myself to study and obey the Word of God. Is there a sin that always seems to win and come back? I must confess it, but I also must dedicate my life to seeking the will of God. Now, my friend, let me ask you these questions concerning the walk with God. Is your walk the way you live, your matter of life, what you're doing right now, presently? Is it based on the Word of God? In other words, is my life in complete accord with already distinctly revealed principles found in the Scriptures? This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org. With no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.